The cars of a typical Brit. Some people say that the British are car crazy. They spend more money on their cars than most other European countries, and they change their cars very frequently. The UK buys and sells more sports cars and convertibles per head of population than most other countries in the West. And that's surprising considering the rain and bad weather in the UK. My personal car history is quite typical of a middle-aged man who grew up in the UK in the 80s and 90s. A Ford Escort, Mini, and Chrysler Cavalier were my first cars. They were all second-hand, cheap, and not particularly interesting. I worked with a guy called Terry, who had a white Triumph Spitfire, and I wanted one too. I saved my money and eventually bought a sky blue Mark II Spitfire for £850. It was nothing but trouble. The roof leaked when it rained, the heater didn't work, and the electrics were constantly causing problems. I loved driving it, though, and I was sad when I had to sell it. But the love of my life was a 1972 MG Roadster. It was mustard yellow and smelt of leather and engine oil. The motor sounded like an aeroplane, and I sat so low to the ground I could almost feel the road under my seat.